Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. It's getting more expensive to get into Denali National Park. The Park Service says the Denali entry fee will jump from the current $10 per person to $15 for a seven-day pass beginning May 1st. The National Park Service first announced the impending fee hike at Denali a year ago. It's part of a nationwide initiative to raise revenue for over $11 billion in backlog park maintenance. An agency press release notes that 80% of Denali entry fee money remains in the park, noting recent years' visitor enhancement projects, including a new park entrance sign and construction of a fenced area for park sled dogs, as examples. There are three finalists in the running to replace retiring City of Fairbanks Police Chief Eric Jukes. A release from the city says City Police Lieutenant Gregory Foster, Fort Wainwright Law Enforcement Administrator Ryan Gilligley, and Anchorage Police Lieutenant Nancy Reeder were selected as finalists by a panel consisting of city, police, other law enforcement, military, and public representatives. The panel interviewed five candidates and narrowed the field to three, who will be introduced at a public forum Monday, April 15th at City Hall. The event will also be streamed live online. The Fairbanks North Star Borough is participating in a terrorist attack response training exercise this week. Alaska Shield 2019 involves coordination of local, state, and federal agencies and began Monday with a focus on behind-the-scenes response activities at the borough's emergency response facility on Farmers Loop Road.
Probably most of the public, this might be invisible.
Borough Emergency Manager Baird Stiefel is leading local aspects of the annual state-organized exercise.
We're really concentrating on planning, working together with multiple agencies. You know, if you shake hands before a real disaster, there's a lot less pointing fingers afterwards.
Organizers say the scenario of the Fairbanks exercise involves biological and cyber attacks and hostage taking. Stiefel says most of the activity on Tuesday occurred around Fairbanks Memorial Hospital and Bassett Army Community Hospital on Fort Wainwright, as well as local fire stations and emergency operations facilities. Stiefel says the exercise moves to the University of Alaska Fairbanks upper campus on Friday.
We're going to have them exercise a point of dispensing for medication.
Alaska Shield organizers urge Alaskans to develop their own family response plan and to put together an emergency supply kit. Warmer air is the primary force driving changes across the Arctic. That's the key takeaway from recently published interdisciplinary research that includes work by several University of Alaska Fairbanks-based scientists. UAF International Arctic Research Center Chief Scientist John Walsh says the broad-ranging project correlates decades of environmental change with warming.
The aggregate of the material gives us a really consistent system-wide picture of what's going on in the Arctic.
Walsh says the study compared Arctic-wide records of seven environmental indicators, including air temperature, snow and ice cover, and vegetation, dating back to the early 1970s, and also uses computer modeling to extrapolate future change like melting permafrost.
North slope temperatures in Alaska are warming at a rate that would take the ground temperatures to freezing, or close to freezing, at some point in this century.
Walsh points to the release of greenhouse gases from melting soils and sea level rise from melting glaciers as global forces.
We're talking about changes here that are not negligible, and they're going to have consequences beyond the Arctic.
A paper on the study is the lead story in the journal Environmental Research Letters, which also includes articles by UAF scientists and internationally based colleagues involved in the project. I'm Dan Bross.